Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday, the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapetewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Blessed is Anyone.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed. He replied, Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. The Gospel of the Lord. Modern science informs us that children inherit physical traits from their parents, and they also kind of take some characteristics from their parents. But this is not true with our blessed Lord. In him, we have something of the opposite. It was Mary who was created in the image of her son. In today's gospel, we hear a woman in the crowd appreciating Jesus' mother as she calls out, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you. This is the equivalent of saying, Your mother must really be proud of you. Now, there are some people who have argued with me on this very verse we just heard, saying, Jesus did not give so much regard to Mary. Then why do we, as Catholics, exalt her so high? Jesus' response does not refute or deny what the woman in the crowd said. Jesus wants to remind us that the woman and you and I, that there's something more important about Mary than just giving birth to the Son of God. In Mary, we see someone who heard the word of God and kept it. That is why we as Catholics keep her as a model of all Christians. That is why even in Lumen Gentium, number 53, we are told that she, that is Mary, is held as the preeminent and altogether singular member of the Church, and as the Church's model and excellent exemplar in faith and charity. Let us pray that in our Christian journey we may emulate Mary in our eagerness to save God, in our sisters and our brothers, and we should make Jesus the center of our lives in all we do, just like Mary did.